Who preached first and then sang?
All right, everybody please sing. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. His words will I hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom of saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and come again, the life and living to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, a prayer list this morning. Okay, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Louie family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Ryan Clark, Bill Gidsby, Devin Potney, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Frantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, Jimmy and Jill Young, Amy Call, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Denny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Mary Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Jacob Banner, Susan and Willie Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Caleb. Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Buff, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, King Brown, Darlene Strontz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett family, Rusty Hill, Kimberly, Jeff Paul, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Lineman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, and Billy and Karen Fry. Anything to be added to the list? Okay, has anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for all the blessings. And I just thank you for how he was in the service yesterday evening. And I pray, and I still pray that the Lord uses it to touch somebody's heart that was here that was lost, and help those that were that knows that they're saved.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too. Thanking Him for so many blessings. Thank you, God, for my family's time yesterday here for our church. And picking by the iron to braces and just praying for them. Thank you, God, for so many blessings and everything He has for us.
Amen. Amen.
Just thank the Lord for saving me and wants to give to us.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank the church this morning for what you did for the family yesterday.
Amen.
It was a
blessing to them. They said to thank you.
Yes.
And just pray for the rest of the family that the Lord just might help them make it through this time of mourning. All right. Anyone else before we come and pray? Okay. Not all of us come and pray. Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, Lord, today that you would touch each one that's on this prayer list, Lord. We pray, God, that you would just bless them, that you would help them in whatever way it is that they need. Lord, we pray this morning for our church, Lord, that you would bless it and help it. Lord, that you help us as a congregation, Lord, to walk in your in your spirit, and Lord, just be able to, Lord, be able to just stand and just make a statement of faith that, Lord, that we're Christians and we want to do for you. And Lord, just pray, God, that you just bless each one that was here yesterday. Lord, we pray for those souls that might have left out here lost. Lord, that you might open their eyes and their hearts, Lord, that they need salvation. God, we pray for our country, our leaders. God, that you would lead them in the way that they would help us as Americans. And God, we pray, Lord, with all of our heart, that you'd bless our little church, that you'd use us for your glory, your honor. In Jesus' name we do and we pray. Amen.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word you have given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh with the robes reed white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb, will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you spotless garments that are stained with sin? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's a fountain flowing through the souls unclean. I'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's me.
Was that was you on the, it was me on the first one.
He didn't say it had to be perfect, did he?
No.
Well, I don't know what I do, but I do.
Bless me.
I can make enough for noodles for dinner.
Bless me.
I just want to thank the Lord for being so good to me every day.
I'm
thanking Him for loving me so much and for saving that day.
Amen.
We're gonna remember Geraldine today. I will try to sing this Geraldine songs.
There is joy forever.
No.
There is joy divine that every man sin the Lord has forgiven me in a work and sin. For my blessed King, by His grace I have been made free. There is grace for every need, grace for you, grace for me, keeping true, keeping free, precious Savior, grace in Thee. Flower from the throne of God, grace to cover all my sin, grace to all who believe, all this grace now receive, full forgiveness, all, I was Christy, full forgiveness, all may remain, just that grace, and the Lord perfect love.
Okay.
He will ever. He will ever keep with the tempest sweet and the
This is grace for every need. Grace for you, grace for me. Keeping true, keeping free. Precious saving grace indeed. Flowing from the throne of God. Grace to love in all my sin. Grace to all who believe. All this grace now receive. Full forgiveness of my grief. This is grace in the Lord, perfect love. All these wonders great, and for all the great, is boundless and full and free. And I cry thankfully to my blessed King, who by grace now I keep in me. There's a grave for every need. Grace for you, grace for me. Keeping true, keeping free. Precious saving grace indeed. Flower from the throne of God. Grace to cover all my sin. Grace to all who believe. All this grace now receive. Full forgiveness of my wing. Just the grace in the Lord, perfect love. Okay, that's it. I go to the other, to 20, right?
Shall for
Sidon,
Delhi, don't run on his throne, and there the king we plunder the day. Consider this peril, they don't plan also, but they're referring the master who watching the girl. We have a leaf father above. Eyes with the mercy and heart filled with love. He really cares when you get bowed low. Consider the lilies and then you will know. May I introduce you this friend of mine who hang out the stars and tell the song when they chime, and kiss the flower each morning with you. But he's not too busy to care about you. We have a leaf father above, eyes with the mercy and heart filled with love. He really cares when you hear his bow and low. Consider the lilies, and there you we know.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Back in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 5. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And that's the, kind of a little bit what we're talking about a little bit was there in Sunday school this morning about how, you know, that the flesh wants to do the things that's pleasing to the flesh.
Yes.
And a lot of times, what's pleasing to the flesh don't line up with the things of God.
Yep.
You know, it says here, it do mind the things of the flesh, but, you know, flesh is after what's good for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But the Spirit, you know, them things of the Spirit, you know, that's the things that God wants.
Yeah.
All right. For to be carnal minded is dead, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So, you know, we find here that, you know, the mind is out here thinking into the world. It's wanting to cling to those things that ain't good, and the spiritual mind, you know, it brings life and peace.
Yeah.
But the carnal mind is an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, folks, right there is where I want to stop this for a minute.
Okay.
You cannot please God in this flesh. So then are they, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, reading above, you know, about how the carnal mind is against God and the spiritual for God. This flesh, it just wants to line up with the things of the world, and it don't want to really think about God.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to try to walk as much as we can in the Spirit. All the time if we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to look toward the things that God pleases God. Now, I want to ask this question this morning. How many of us in here really want to please God?
Amen.
Okay. We all do. We all want to please God. We want to do what is going to make God happy with us.
Yes.
But this flesh just ain't got that same kind of drive. It wants to, you know, folks, we're all lean. We all have a flesh. We all have this flesh. Mm-hmm. We know how it is. It's rotten. Just to put it plainly, you know, this old flesh just wants rotten things. It, you know, it ain't never satisfied. It ain't never happy. You give it what it wants, and then it wants more.
Yep.
You just can't satisfy. But you know, the Spirit, it can be satisfied. Our spiritual life can be satisfied because, you know, we're getting the things from God that God wants us to have and we need. His love, His patience, His grace. Those things satisfy the man on the inside.
Yep.
But nothing pleases the flesh. Even when it gets the things that it wants, it's still not satisfied.
No.
You know, those pleasures of sin only last a few minutes, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's seeking something else.
Yep.
Folks, we need to very much, Lisa, we need to lean toward God. We need to try our best to walk that spiritual life in everything that we do. It says in verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Keep that in mind, folks. We're born again Christians.
Amen.
And because we are born again Christians and we have a taste of what it's like being Christians, we can control this flesh when we live in the spirit. Now, sometimes do we get let off a little bit? Yeah. But God always brings us back on it.
Yep.
If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Folks, if you want Christ in your life, then you're going to have to make your life a spiritual life and leave the flesh behind. It's like Ed said in Sunday school, it's dead. It's gone. When we got saved, that spiritual man died. That fleshly man died. And the spiritual man got alive.
Yes.
Even though we have times where it seems like the flesh wants to be resurrected, so to speak, we need to have such a strong spiritual life with Christ that he don't have a chance. Plus, I don't have or want anything that I had in that past life. There was nothing in that that satisfies the spiritual life that I have now. I know this is kind of, I'm struggling with it, but folks, I just want you to understand this morning that you don't have to live in a life of sin. You don't have to heed to this flesh.
Yeah.
There's a spiritual person on the inside of you that loves God, that wants to work, walk, and live with God in this world. And it can exist.
Yeah.
You can't have that. Do have that.
Yes.
Because you are saved, born again Christians. Because you are children of God. You have, He has given that to you.
Yes.
You remember Jesus over there, He told His disciples, apostles, He said, look, I'm leaving, but I will not leave you comfortless. The Father will send you a comforter.
Yes.
And folks, that very comforter that they received there in that upper room is the same one that we receive when we become born again children of God.
Yes.
We have that this morning. It's within us. We need to turn toward that spirit.
Yes.
and live toward that spirit. Feed that spirit.
Yep.
Feed it where it can grow and we can grow.
Yes.
In the Lord. To have that strength that we need on the inside of us to conquer the battles that we have to go through down here. To live the life. You know, when the storm comes in, you're like, okay, where's my raincoat of spirit?
Yeah.
Put that thing on and just enjoy the storm. And you're like, what? It was, when I got up this morning, wind blowing, I mean, it was a rain like there wasn't no rain to be spared. I mean, it was pouring. But sitting there listening to the wind blow against the carport outside the window, that thing rattling, TV antenna flopping back and forth, the rain poured. There I was in the shelter of the arms of God.
Yep.
I was dry, I was warm.
Yep.
There in His hands, listening to all that was going on outside, and just knowing that I was safe within His hands. Folks, our physical life can be the same way. Mm-hmm. Our spiritual life. Even though we're living in a world that is, don't go up from down, left from right, or wrong from right. We can make the right decisions because we got the Spirit of God leading and guiding us.
Amen.
And we're leaving this flesh to, you know, not worried about flesh. What's important is what's on the inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it, just like this morning. The wind was blowing against that trailer. All that metal out there just rattling and going on. But what was on the inside was safe and it was full. It was happy. It was content.
Yeah.
I mean, you think as, you know, that house trailer this morning was our flesh. And that was on the inside, the two souls that was in that trailer, being that spirit that lives on the inside. Trailer was having a hard time. But glory to God, that was on the inside was enjoying the ride.
Yep.
I mean, because it knew it was in a place of safety.
Yep.
It knew who was taking care of it.
Amen. Yeah.
It wasn't the walls of those trailers, that trailers that I was putting my dependency on. You know, 2x2s and a little bit of aluminum and some sheetrock, plywood. That wasn't where my security was at. Folks, in this life, my security is not in this flesh. It's what's on the inside.
Amen. Amen.
The flesh is weak. But that spirit, glory to God, that lives on the inside, strong.
Amen.
And it's able to put its faith and trust in God. Kind of get back to where we live here. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And just like I just explained to you, you know, where are we at? We're in Christ.
Yep.
Our faith, our trust, our hope, it is all in Christ. We're in Christ.
Amen.
Not this old flesh. In the Spirit, we're in Christ.
Amen.
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 But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, who's that? Let me read that. If the Spirit of Him, God, that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in us, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwell in you.
Amen.
Must we have God?
Yes.
I mean, I think the way Jesus explained it, you're in me and I am in Him.
Mm-hmm.
We're all together.
Yes.
And therefore, brother, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We got no debt to this flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if ye, though the Spirit, do make
mortify
the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Else we're going to live. Regardless.
Yep.
Now, Matthew made a statement in the funeral yesterday that, you know, there is death.
Yeah.
The flesh will die.
Yep.
It will return to the dust in which it came. But that lives on the inside is that it don't know death. It'll never see death. It'll never experience what death is. Because it's going to leave this old flesh. And it's going to be there in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Then one day this old flesh will be called back up and be changed in a moment, twinkle of an eye.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to be the same flesh. It's going to be perfect.
Yes. Amen.
But it's just going to be absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Like His. Man, could you imagine being in a body that you don't have to fight? That you don't have to resist? Man, what a day that's going to be.
Amen. Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
Amen.
And I thank God. I thank Him for sending Jesus to die for me.
Amen.
That I know I don't have to go to heaven.
Amen.
A place that I know I'll never have to go to.
Amen.
See, but a place that I know one day I will reach the destination of, and that's heaven.
Amen.
There in the presence of God.
Yes.
Think about it, church. One of these days, because we're a saved, born-again Christians, one of these days, we're actually going to meet God face to face.
Amen.
And have a body that's going to be able to worship Him in truth and in honor.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, that's all I got for now. We'll come back tonight and pick up in verse 14. But I'm going to tell you, church, God has really given us a really, really important thing, and that's our spirit.
Yep.
Without it, we are nothing.
Amen. Yep.
Let's see how you pray for us.